Good morning, my name is Dominic, one of the pastors here, and so glad you're here this morning. We're in this teaching series during this Advent season called Picture Perfect Christmas, and the idea is that we all have images of what the perfect Christmas would be, maybe trees, lights, ice skating in Union Square, music, movies, all sorts of things, but we also have these elements about this season that aren't so perfect. The stress, the busyness. Maybe just like in that video, maybe there are people that you've lost this past year, that this season stirs up something in you. And kind of our thought is that this season almost is like a microcosm of the rest of our year, is that there are elements about life that we long for and hope for, but we also live in a world that doesn't often work the way that it should. And so we're looking at the lives of different people at the first Christmas and how the Advent, the coming of Jesus, changed how they experienced life on earth. This morning, we're going to look at the story of the shepherds, and we're going to take a little bit different approach this morning, a little bit of a creative approach. So if you like a creative approach to things, you'll like this. And if you don't, just smile and pretend that you do, and it'll make me feel really good. No, we're going to blend a bit of story and song this morning. And my hope is that if this is a story that's incredibly familiar to you, sometimes you can hear stories like we're going to read this morning and kind of go, yeah, I got that, and you kind of move on. But there are angles to this. There are dimensions to this that sometimes we move too quickly past. And so I hope today that you would see the story of the advent of the coming of Jesus in a way that you hadn't before. And if this is a new story for you, I hope that you would hear and see this story in a way that maybe someone has never presented to you before. So we're going to kind of take this morning in three different sections. The first section is going to be about night. You may not know this, but Christmas Day actually began at night. It began at night with the shepherds. The next section is glory, that Luke, who tells this story, draws this contrast between darkness in glory, that somehow what happened in heaven impacts and changes how you and I experience life on earth. And the third section is love, which is the theme of Advent, which is signified by the fourth candle that we'll have over there. And there's a way that all of that connects together in a way that I think will benefit you and give you hope as you look forward to the future and to this new year. But we begin this morning these three movements with the 19th century classical composer Frédéric Chopin. One of Chopin's most famous pieces of music was a nocturne in E flat major, opus number 2. You've probably have heard it at some point in your life. Beautiful piece, and this whole style of music, this nocturne style of music, came about during the 19th century, and the word means that it's evocative of night. In other words, that they were trying to draw a feel, an emotion out of you and me as we listen to this. That somehow it's this almost onomatopoetic kind of thing, where it almost like if night had a voice or a sound, it would sound something like this. And Chopin's piece is interesting because there's these wide, graceful notes all throughout. The melody's repeated 3 times. You can go listen to the full song a little bit later today. The melody's repeated, and he adds different pieces to it each time. And then there's a part near the end where it's without tempo. In other words, like Chopin's, it's almost this idea of like, I want the artist to kind of bring their own feel to this piece. Nocturne is a great place for us to start because the story of the shepherds in Luke chapter 2 begins at night. Listen to Luke tell the story beginning in verse 8. He says, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified." The story of the shepherds begins at night, but not only at literal night, them sitting in a field as shepherds, but there's also a sense of night over the people of God. God, from their perspective, had been silent up to this point for 400 years. They had wondered and longed to know if God would speak again, if God would act in their world to put things right. They were people of night. To tell the story of Advent is to tell the story of a nocturne, that there was something happening in their world that they wanted to see changed. You and I know what this is like. We're not that far removed from the sense of night in our lives. There are experiences you have that you wonder, maybe even as you look to 2019, if anything will get better, if anything will improve. Maybe there's a family relationship that you hope would get closer. Maybe there's a job change that you're looking forward to or longing for. We also know not only the external sense of night, but we also know at times what it's like to live internally with the sense of night. A Spanish mystic in the 16th century called it the dark night of the soul. That we have moments in us that we could put ourselves in that story of what it means to sit at night in a field, wondering if light will shine on. We could rush to Christmas morning, and we could rush to what happens 2 days from now, but if we rush there too quickly, we forget that Advent, that the arrival of Jesus happened in the midst of people living and working at night, longing for something better. We're going to sing about that now. Would you stand with us as we sing about this longing and waiting in the story?
Thank you.
Night is where the story begins, but it's not where the story ends. And we see that in the next set of verses in beginning in verse 10 of Luke chapter 2. It says, "But the angel said to these shepherds, 'Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' And suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with this one angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests.'" This angel comes with this promise of good news. This, in the original Greek language, is this term that would be probably better translated gospel. Now, a lot of times when we hear this word gospel today, we think of it as a Christian term, but it didn't begin there. It didn't begin with the followers of Jesus. It was a term that existed in their culture before this time. In fact, 15 years before this moment, the Roman Senate officially decreed that gospel, that peace, that Caesar Augustus had brought to the world what the world deeply longed for. In fact, they went about celebrating Augustus's birthday as the advent or the arrival of a savior. Listen to this inscription found in modern-day Asia from the first century. It says, "Since the providence that has divinely ordered our existence has brought to life the most perfect good in Augustus, bestowing him upon us and our descendants as a savior, he who put an end to war and will order peace, Caesar, his birthday, first brought to the world the good tidings residing in him." In other words, there were offers of gospel. There were offers of good news. There were offers of peace in the first century. But nothing like this. This was the work of God, that somehow what God had been doing since the beginning of time was coming powerfully into this night. This was something better. In fact, you can see it in some of the language and some of the words used. There's this word in verse 11 that the angel says, "today," which is a word that we just kind of pass over in English. But again, kind of in the original language, this word didn't mean just like the day where you are. It meant the beginning of something new. It was the dawning of a new era, that something was happening in this night. Light was breaking forth into the world in a way that it hadn't before. Not only this idea of today, but also this idea for all people, that it wasn't just good news for the people who followed Augustus. It wasn't just good news and peace for the people who were on this camp. It was for everyone, that somehow God was doing something in the world that would start bringing all of our stories together, that no one was beyond hope, that no one was completely on the outside, that God was moving towards all people. I mean, think about that Christmas, that Jesus is for all people, that every person matters, that you matter to God. This is good news against the backdrop of night. And the backdrop of longing and waiting is a gospel, is a good news that's better than anything else that's out there. That God is doing something in the arrival of Jesus that's moving people from night to glory, from death to life. In fact, the prophet Isaiah, years before, prophesied about this moment, and he said it in this way, that there were people who were sitting in darkness and saw a great light. And you say, well, that's the shepherds, right? Sure, yes, but he's also talking about change that will come to people like you and me, that we move from darkness to now seeing a great light. And then there's this phrase in the angel's song about peace on earth, which is a phrase we say a lot and hear a lot during this season. There's a lot behind that. We could spend the rest of the morning just on that phrase and unpacking that. But here's what I want you to see about that, is that this is a heaven-centric event. That somehow heaven breaks open in order to push through against the night. And in the midst of heaven breaking open, it doesn't stay there. That the glory to God, that the glory, this announcement of the greatness of what God is doing in this world, this today moment that magnifies God's care and love and passion for people, doesn't just stay there, that somehow it means that the world will change. Yes, it's a heaven-centric event, but it happens here on earth. This is news that our stories can get better, that there's hope, that we're not destined to live in the night, but day is dawning. This is something truly of good news. I'm going to have you stand again, and we're going to sing around this good news and around this part of the story. Would you stand, please?
Here Yet with the woes of sin and strife, the world has suffered long. Beneath the angels' strain have rolled 2,000 years of wrong. And men at war with men hears not the to hear the angels sing. Watch. Oh, hush the noise of men of strife, and hear the angels sing.
You can be seated. Powerful to hear these words with this backdrop of night and glory. And we're going to take a pause in the story and transition to offering. And offering is something that we do in response to this transformation from darkness, from night to glory. That the story of Jesus, as his life will later unfold, as we'll talk about in a moment, moves people from death to life. And so we give in response to that. We also give because we want more people to hear about this. We want more people to hear that they are not destined to night, that there's something better that has dawned for them at Christmas. So I invite our ushers to come down. During this time, if you're new here, we just kind of take this offering time and just let things kind of sit a bit calm. You'll hear our nocturne again. And we don't get a lot of time in life just to be still. So we're just going to be still. It's not because I forgot what I'm going to say. You can just sit and relax, and I'll come back in a second. But let me say a prayer for us as we take this pause. God, thank you for this story, even up to this point, that we look back 2,000 years ago to people at night, people in longing and waiting. We also connect with that in our stories here today. We also hear the angels say something better has come at Christmas. And we feel that today, God, that we know there's something better, and we live in a world that desperately needs to hear that. And as we long for that, and as we experience the change of you moving us from death to life, would we continually give ourselves away, that we would find ways to tell this story over and over and over again. Thank you for the great gift of Jesus that we celebrate at this Christmas season, and we give, God, in response to that transformation that you've set in motion for us. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Thank you. story takes a turn here in beginning of verse 15, and the turn is marked by two things: movement and change. Listen to the words beginning in verse 15 through verse 20 in Luke chapter 2. "And when the angels had left the shepherds and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, this night in glory transformation, which the Lord has told us about through the angels here.' So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told." Movement and change. The angels, we see, go back to heaven. The shepherds go to Bethlehem. There's movement going on, which is, of course, what we would expect, because if they get this kind of good news, they don't stay in the same place. People who get this kind of news don't stay static. There's movement going on. The nocturne is now a song about peace upon the earth, and this moves them from where they were prior. Not only is there movement, but there's also change. The shepherds tell people about what just happened, and we're told they're amazed. The shepherds tell Mary what just happened, and we're told that she ponders these things in her heart, which sounds very nice and introspective, but that's not what the word means. The word means that, in essence, that she was trying to put the story together. Like, she's hearing pieces of the story, and she's starting to see that something grand is going on all around her and through her. The shepherds go off, and we're told that they go with glory. In other words, they're recipients of glory. Now where they go, they carry glory wherever they are. There's change has happened with people because of Christmas, because of what's happened on this night. As I think about the Christmas story for you, that's the good news I see for us. That something new has happened, a new era has dawned. That whatever night you've been sitting in, you're not destined to that. That there's something new, there's a light breaking forth. That whatever pain and heartache, maybe you've even come in this morning with, that's not the end of the story. That's where the story starts, but it's not where it ends. That's the backdrop against which we see the bright light of glory. We talk about Advent, and this season is for a lot of people who follow Jesus. This is a season in which they focus on a theme each week during this season of Advent, and they usually light a candle. And we have ours lit, and this fourth candle this week is this theme of love. Now, for a lot of people, love, it stirs up this idea that it's somehow this emotion that you kind of have to create. Or somehow maybe that love is trying to have everything together. But there's another definition of love that you may not know, that you may not think about. Love could also mean that you work and labor and strive to make someone else's life better. That love means that you sacrificially give so that someone else could experience something better. Love could mean that you step into someone else's night so that they could see glory. This is what Jesus did. In fact, here we have his birth story, but you can follow later. You can read in through Luke, and you see Jesus all throughout his ministry, that his teaching is all about this, saying that the night is over, that light has come. And in fact, he gets to a point where he's giving of his life sacrificially for people, that this peace upon the earth is coming into fulfillment and coming into this culminating moment on his death on the cross for people just like you and me. And there's an interesting thing that happens on the cross. When Jesus is hanging on the cross dying for you and for me, we're told in the middle of the day that the sky goes dark. And no one knows what that means unless they've heard this story. That darkness, that night, is actually where glory happens. That it's in the middle of the night that glory shows up. Fast forward 3 days later, Easter happens, and this morning is the beginning of a brand new day that Jesus has raised to life so that people, anyone who believes in Jesus, has new life. It's the start of a new era of something better. This is what Jesus did for you. That Jesus arrived at night for you to bring you into new life. Night, glory, love. These are far more connected. I bet if you take these, you'll see these interwoven in your story. You'll see that this week. You'll see the different pieces of your history coming together in those scenes. And my hope for you this Christmas season, my hope for you is that you would be willing to take a risk and believe this kind of good news. Yes, you have a lot of options just like they did in the first century. They had very public options. You have options of gospel. You have options of good news. You have options to pursue the peace that you and I desperately long for. But there's something better, that Christmas tells a better story. That God, that the fulfillment of God has happened in the coming of Jesus, and he's come for you. He's come for you, that you would move from night to glory, from death to life, that you could begin a relationship with this God who stepped into your night, paid the ultimate sacrifice to bring you to new life. I hope you can take some time to see the Christmas story in a new way, and amidst of all the busyness and all the running around and all the dinners and everything going on, that you would take a moment and just pause this Christmas season. Be willing to take a risk and see the story from a different perspective. Recently, there were words added to this nocturne, to Chopin's nocturne, and the words tell the story of the shepherd's song, of the shepherd's story. They tell about the angel's song. They talk about what happened on this night. And it's kind of this powerful moment where you have this nocturne, this kind of feel and emotion of night over these words of hope. And we're going to sing that, and then we've got another song after that, and then we'll say a few words of close. But as we sing this song, I want you to think about that. I want you to think of the intersection of night and glory, and think about love and what God has done for you. Would you stand with us as we sing these songs?
His star shines above us to lead toward the Savior, a babe. For all His kingdom endures eternal. Christ forever will God.
Can we sing this one more time together?
Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come.
As we close this morning, if you're new and you would love more information about CPC, we would love to get to know you. You can head out to guest services down near the front, and there will be people there who would love to say hello. If God's moved into your heart in a certain way that you want to talk to someone, we've got a prayer team down here and in the back. And a couple things for you to know. Men, there's a men's meetup coming up in January. We have a former San Francisco 49er who will be there sharing about his story and his relationship with Jesus. You can find out a ton of information on our website. You can also talk to guest services out there. They would love to give you more information. But this morning has all been leading to tomorrow night. And because this morning is a story of night, glory, and love. And if you're waiting for kind of this thing of where does this break? Where does this start to open up? That's tomorrow night. And we cannot be more excited about tomorrow night, because tomorrow night we get to tell you and your friends and your family together, we get to share this story that hope has come into the world in the person of Jesus. You can find these invite cards out in the back. It is not too late to invite someone. Tomorrow night, 5 o'clock, we'll be here. A couple things for you to know. First, if you've been with us before on Christmas Eve and Easter, you know to come early. And I'll just say that again tomorrow, come early. You'll want to be here. You'll want to grab a seat. Come early. We have things going right at the beginning that you'll want to be a part of that help tell the story of Jesus. We'll also have a photo booth out under the marquee. So come at 4:30. Come take family photo. We'll also have that available after as well. We've got some surprises along the way that, weather permitting, we should have a good time tomorrow night. But we're so excited because this is a time. This is a time of year where people who don't normally aren't willing to give church a try are willing to come, and all they need to do is for you to ask them. So you can find this invite card. You can just hand them this, say, I don't even know what else to say. Just take that and they'll come. So you can do that. Find that out there. It's the easiest invite you'll do all year. That is tomorrow night. I had a benediction plan, but I wonder if we could just end with that chorus again. Come let's adore him. Can we do that again? I know I'm kind of throwing a curveball, but I think that we could just let that be our final song as you go out to your world this week. And we will see you tomorrow night, 5 o'clock, right here. Come early, take a photo, grab a seat. You're not going to want to miss what happens tomorrow night. Let's close with that.
One more time.
Oh, come let us adore him. Oh,
see you all tomorrow night. Take care. Good night.